Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The governor does not believe the mandate is a tax. That's what you're saying.
The governor believes that what we put in place in Massachusetts was a penalty, and he disagrees with the court's ruling that the mandate was a tax. But again,
so he agrees with the president. But he agrees with the president that it is not, and he believes that you shouldn't call the tax penalty a tax. You should call it a penalty or a fee or a fine.
That's correct, but the president also needs to be held accountable for his hypocritical and contradictory statements.
That's MSNBC's Chuck Todd with Aaron Fernstrom from Mitt Romney's campaign talking about the differences between the penalty in Romney's health care plan and the tax in the president's plan. Obamacare and the Supreme Court ruling is where we start another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen, starting off with radio host Doug Meehan. He talks to Dr. Drew Pinsky about Pinsky's reaction to the ruling by the Supreme Court to uphold Obamacare.
I want to get your initial reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling.
Well, I have mixed feelings about it, to tell you the truth, personally. I'm obviously a fellow of the American College of Physicians, and, you know, the ACP has taken a pretty strong position on, you know, favoring this policy. And I tend to back my professional organizations. But there's a number of really positive things that have come out of this. One is, obviously, and, you know, of course, in Massachusetts, you guys have solved this problem a long time ago. So, you know,
we either solved it or got into it earlier. That's all, depending on how you look at it, right?
We're just going to model what you guys have done.
Right.
And Massachusetts usually is ahead of the curve, so I tend to trust what you guys do. But, you know, so I'm singing to the choir here a little bit, but the fact is, obviously, the uninsured problem is being solved. The other thing that I like is the fact that insurance companies are being forced to spend their money on patient care.
Mm.
That's a rather remarkable thing. That primary care is being highly supported through this policy, although I've been through so many years of promises that primary care is going to be boosted and improved in terms of the liabilities that we have and the compensations, and it's just nothing has ever changed. So there's a number of really positive things about the policy. People don't any longer have to worry about losing their insurance. They don't have to worry about being excluded for pre-existing problems. I mean, these have been massive endemic problems, and I think finally we're getting on with these things. But, of course, the big problem is how it's going to be paid for, and that will remain a big issue.
Dr. Drew, there are those, as you mentioned, two schools of thought, and like the rest of America, the reaction by doctors as a whole is mixed, just as yours is. There is the question or the concern, I guess, that it would lead the government to make decisions about individuals' health care instead
right.
of the doctors and patients.
Well,
how big of a concern is that?
It's people who are concerned about that don't know how bad it is for doctors already.
Okay, good. That's
because,
what I want to hear.
Yeah, because, you know, particularly in California, it is a mess. Insurance companies make all the decisions. Here's how it works. I for a long time was working in addiction medicine, and I'd say, you know, this patient is sick, they need 6 months of care. They go, fine, you get 2 days. No, you don't understand. This guy's really sick.
Mm.
He's no way I can get him out in 2 days. Well, I don't think he meets criteria. So, okay, in 2 days you're trying to find a place to place these poor people and figure out something to do with them. And the family gets upset, calls the insurance company, says, well, the doctor didn't give us the correct information. All the doctor has to do is call us and tell us what we need to know. Well, it's ridiculous because the correct information doesn't meet, quote, their criteria. They don't tell the patient that.
Mm.
So then you complain, you make formal complaints. The insurance company go, really, doctor, you don't like how we do business? Okay, well, we'll withdraw our policy from your hospital and from you. So you no longer have to worry about us. And this is how they get their way.
Right, and which they won't be able to do anymore.
Well, it seems like it.
Okay.
Again, this is the other part of my ambivalence about this. Whenever giant bureaucracies get involved in the patient-doctor relationship, it always makes me nervous. But it's already so bad.
It's already bad. How can it be any worse? Right?
That's right.
Also, is it about increased access now to basic care?
Well, it should be. I mean,
yeah.
If it's done properly. I mean, there's all kinds of great plans. I mean, the plans are great. I mean, they really are very exciting, what people intend to do, whether or not this actually happens, and whether it can be paid for, and how long can it be paid for. Those are the things, obviously, we all worry about.
Coming up, more on the Supreme Court ruling on the affordable health plan. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
First engagement was really a memorable one for me, and he thought he was pretty good. And it was nip and tuck there for a while. We turned for each other's tail, and I ended up behind him again. This time I put the pepper on the tailpipe and fired, and it was beautiful. Hits all the way up the tailpipe and up the right side of the airplane to the cockpit. But that's one of the few real round and round dogfights that you get in, that we got into. Most of our victories were, very frankly, getting behind a MiG pilot who wasn't very good and shooting him out of the sky.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Talk Radio in review. The focus is the Supreme Court action last week on Obamacare. Here's host Dave Jaconet talking to Tim Susterich, CFO at Metro Health in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Susterich wasn't surprised by all the Supreme Court's deciding last week.
First of all, were you surprised, or did you even get into, you know, kind of horse trading on what would happen with the Supreme Court?
No, actually, I was not surprised because it's the right thing to do, and I'm actually grateful that they came to the decision that they did because it is the right decision, and it's a good starting point anyway for reforming health care as we know it today.
Why do you say that? What is, from your perspective, why do you say this is the right thing to do? Just simply because it's going to get more people into the system and covered?
That's one piece of it, but you know, our healthcare system is broke today, and you know, is this bill perfect? Absolutely not. But you have to start somewhere. Our healthcare industry is so complex that if you tried to get to perfection, you'd never get started. And I think, you know, at least we're at a starting point to begin to deal with some of the issues that our nation is facing relative to healthcare costs.
What are some of the biggest things out there that really need turning around, and how will this help from your perspective?
Well, I think what this will do is obviously provide insurance to the uninsured, and you know, that's a significant issue for healthcare providers today. When you look at 50 million individuals not having any type of insurance, we at Metro actually implemented a program over 3 years ago, the Metro Care program, that we recognized that our community had a need for the uninsured, and so we provided a benefit to those uninsured patients where we provided a 40% discount as well as a payment plan over 25 months interest free. And that program got to the exact population that, you know, this particular law is going after, is really dealing with the uninsured. I think the other big piece to this is it's now going to hopefully over time bring appropriate access to those individuals.
Will it do anything in terms of bringing the cost down?
Well, most certainly will. There's a large part of the cost associated with health care is for those individuals not taking care of themselves and taking ownership, but also really the management of care rather than the doing of care, which we have today. And what will evolve over time, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but what will happen over time is that the emphasis will be more about taking care of yourself and your body rather than ending up not seeking care and then ending up in a catastrophic situation, which is significantly more costly.
Talk host Gene Mueller with ABC's political analyst Steve Roberts on how he thinks the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare will affect the election.
The big decision came down last week, and now it comes down to what does that decision mean come November. How do Democrats capitalize on the Supreme Court decision upholding health care reform?
Well, I think both sides will try to capitalize on it. Certainly Obama can say, see, it matters to have a Democrat in the White House. This is my signature issue. This is a big event. This is a big achievement. Mitt Romney was prepared to argue if the court decision went the other way that Obama's first term had been a waste. So it heads off that kind of criticism. But Republicans can use this too. Health care is not a particularly popular program in America. Romney can say, see, if you really want to get rid of this bill, you can't count on the Supreme Court. You've got to replace the president, and you've got to have a president who is going to work against it. So I think both sides are going to try to use this to say, see, elections matter, vote for us.
And Republicans, no doubt, are going to say, see, this is a tax. President Obama said it wasn't going to be a tax, but even the Supreme Court Chief Justice said this is a tax.
Absolutely. And tax is one of the most toxic words in American politics these days, Gene, along with compromise and several others. Because people are profoundly two-faced, even hypocritical on this issue. Everybody listening to us driving to work is probably riding on a road at least part of the way paid for by tax dollars. Everybody's home is protected by police and firemen paid by tax dollars. The kids went off to school this morning to schools paid for by tax dollars, and yet they have this view that taxation is an evil these days, and it's partly the government's fault. They do not use tax dollars efficiently. People think that there's a lot of waste, there's a lot of corruption. They don't think they get value for their tax dollars. So it becomes an argument that that is effective with a lot of voters, even though they're pretty hypocritical about it.
When you start knocking this bill apart and looking at the various provisions, you know, being able to keep your kid on your insurance until 26 when they get out of college, things about, you know, pre-existing conditions, to a person, you rattle those things off to most people and they say, yeah, that's a good idea. So why do so many people hate this plan? Didn't the Obama administration do a decent enough job of selling it, or what's the big hole in their game?
No, they didn't. And Obama never found the language, never found the rhythm, never found a persuasive set of arguments to convince people this was a good thing. And part of the problem was that from the beginning, not only did people distrust government, which is one of the huge problems, Eugene, but the other is that a vast majority of Americans actually had health care and liked it. This was a bill to fix a problem for about 10-15% of Americans, which is not even close to a majority. And so one of the problems from the beginning was that this was not like Social Security, where virtually everybody could benefit from it. It's even not like roads, where everybody benefits. This is a bill that was specifically aimed at a relatively small endangered group that was at risk of losing health insurance because of pre-existing conditions or couldn't afford it. And Obama has never been able to sell it very well. And the opponents also spent a lot of money on this. If you look at the figures, Gene, far more money was spent in TV advertising attacking this bill than supporting it. And that's also part of the problem Obama has.
Up next, let's talk about the Attorney General and the contempt of Congress charges. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review, on the air every day. Talk Radio and Talk Television are our focus. And last week's contempt of Congress charge against Eric Holder is still pretty important. Here's host Joe Galewski with former undercover federal agent Bob Mazur about the Department of Justice's decision not to prosecute the Attorney General.
The Justice Department said it won't prosecute Holder over the White House to hold him in the contempt. Like this comes as a surprise?
Well, but not as much of a surprise as what I think if the American public would look at the evidence and what it tells us. It's clear that it's absolutely crystal clear that the chief of the criminal division, a fellow by the name of Lanny Brewer, who I dealt with people who were chiefs of the criminal division in the past, Bob Mueller, before he became the head of the FBI. And I can tell you that those people that hold that position speak on a routine basis with the attorney general, especially about things that are problems. And when Fast and Furious became a major focal point for the subcommittees, especially Senator Grassley's subcommittee, and they pointedly asked whether or not guns were being allowed to be walked by ATF in the Phoenix office, and whether or not those guns were going to Mexico, there are some emails that have been obtained that are dated just a few days before the letter was written that make it very, very clear. These are emails between Lanny Brewer and other senior management personnel, where they say in their emails, as you know from the briefing, a bunch of guns walked in an effort to get upstream conspiracies, but only straws, meaning straw parties, and were seen, and they didn't recover many guns, and some went to Mexico. But just days after that, the same people who were involved in those emails caused a letter to be written to the subcommittee from the Department of Justice, and that letter says, right in it, the allegations described in your January 27 letter that ATF sanctioned or otherwise knowingly allowed the sale of assault weapons to a straw purchaser who then transported them into Mexico is false.
Here's talk host Todd Jeffries along with Don Pryor. They break down what happened at last week's contempt of Congress vote.
The GOP wins a contempt fight, but the legal dispute looms. Republicans have won a historic political fight to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But the GOP likely is still a long way from obtaining those documents that it wants in an investigation into the bungled gun tracking operation known as Fast and Furious.
Today's vote is the
regrettable culmination of what became a misguided and politically motivated investigation during an election year.
Yeah, that was Eric Holder just after the vote, and here's John Boehner, the Republican.
The administration had cooperated with this investigation and had cooperated with our reasonable request for information about how this program got started and why they covered up the lies that they gave to the Congress. If they would have cooperated with us, we wouldn't have to be here.
Now, the road leading to possible lawsuits by the House was filled with emotion. More than 100 House Democrats boycotted the first two contempt votes, saying Republicans were more interested in a shameful election year politics than the documents themselves.
Oh, come on.
To get a little justice for the Brian Terry family.
Okay.
Here is Democrat Nancy Pelosi on the whole issue.
What they're bringing to the floor is false. Beneath the dignity of debate on the floor of the House, and a cause for great concern.
We're here today for the first time in over 200 years to deal with an attorney general who has flat refused to give the information related to lies and a cover-up exclusively within his jurisdiction.
Now, the Republicans demanded that the documents for ongoing investigation be handed over, but their arguments focus more on the need for closure for the family, the slain border agent named Brian Terry.
Right.
Two guns from Operation Fast and Furious were found near his body after that shootout in Arizona.
Yes. These guns that shoot people, I think that...
AK-47s.
Yeah.
Used to kill him in this massive shootout.
Guns
that were parts of Fast and Furious.
Just a little...
They wanted him dead.
A little... What?
They wanted a border agent to die.
Seriously.
This was plotted and planned. They wanted a border agent to die so they could lead to an all-out ban on assault weapons in the United States.
Presidential race. We got to dig around in that. That's up next on the countdown.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come, come, come all.
Select styles only in store and available for sale per week.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in. We'll turn our attention now to the presidential race. Host Aaron Flint talked to Congressman Danny Rayburg of Montana here about a caller who says Mitt Romney's not conservative enough and a lot of Republicans won't vote for him in November.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Romney is bad for conservatives. For the conservative political movement. And because I know a lot of people that aren't even going to vote for Romney because they're so afraid that he's just a point of put a finger in the air and see what way the wind's blowing.
Romney's not conservative enough. Brandon, appreciate your phone call. He says, you know, Romney's not conservative enough. He's just going to put a finger in the air. Your thoughts on the presidential race and how the health care decision might affect presidential candidate Mitt Romney?
Well, clearly I do support Mitt Romney, and I think that he will be successful in November. I also believe that when he says the first piece of legislation he will push through or act will be to repeal Obama. I believe that as well. I look forward to working with somebody who will work with me on trying to bring some sense to the spending issues in America. We're out of control. You know, we're bringing in $3 trillion and we're spending $4.5. So we're $1.5 trillion off every year now. This is the third year in a row, and America cannot continue down the path of building this kind of debt. And I think Mitt Romney's the kind of guy that can help us do that. So I look forward to working with him. I've had a working relationship with Barack Obama, but I haven't voted with him 95% of the time. I just don't believe in the direction he's taking this country. And if you want to compare conservative credentials, I think Mitt Romney is probably more conservative than Barack Obama.
Here's host Brian Freeman talking to Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner about the running mates that are in the queue for Mitt Romney.
Keeping an eye, as many are, on Mitt Romney and who he has to pick from for vice presidential running mates, yeah. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, you know, generally the front runner still seems to be Ohio's Rob Portman. You know, it helps win the state. He's got a lot of time as a budget guy, and he could be president. But evangelical and conservative leaders told me last week, listen, Romney has promised them a pro-life conservative activist, someone who's been in the movement for a long time, and they're thinking that he would be looking at someone like a Mike Huckabee or Louisiana's Bobby Jindal, someone like that who does a little bit more than just say, hey, I'm a pro-lifer.
And Huckabee in particular has actually drawn a pretty good following since his run a couple of years ago. He's a national talk show host now, but if anything, the name recognition is probably better than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, a ton of name recognition. I mean, he's got his radio show, very popular. He still does a little TV spot on Fox. You know, the problem with that, of course, is when you're on the radio every day, as you know, sometimes you don't say the right thing. So that could come back to haunt him. But he's a darling of many of the social conservatives, not so much the fiscal conservatives, because, you know, he liked to raise taxes in Arkansas. But Romney has already said that that's not going to happen. So I think people might forgive Huckabee that.
How will a pro-life conservative play crossing political lines? Anyone talking about that yet?
You know, it doesn't help, of course, if you're trying to woo independent Democrats. But, you know, the message, I think, of both campaigns, but especially Romney's, is going to be on the budget, is going to be on the economy. And all the vice presidential pick will do is either help him in a state, you know, someone like Portman will help. Well, all the way down to you, but certainly, you know, to Virginia and through the central United States. But if he picks a conservative, those people still don't trust Mitt Romney, and they need a signal that not only can he be trusted, but there'll be somebody in the White House who will listen to them.
Paul, are there any female candidates out there that fit this bill?
There are a couple. The only one that I see right now is New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. She's working defense issues and has kind of caught the eye of the Romney campaign for her work there. But right now it doesn't look like there's any front runner who's a female or even a Hispanic. I mean, Marco Rubio's numbers have, you know, his chances have kind of dropped recently.
Yeah, he was the hot topic there for a couple of days, wasn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, some growing concern that he's got less experience than Barack Obama. And in the Senate, he's only been there a year and a half.
Right.
So do you want him next in line to be president? A lot of Republicans say, you know, that was the lesson we kind of learned electing Obama.
All right, I had to throw out another name just because it came up in conversation. Any chance that Condoleezza Rice might be considered?
A little bit of chance. You know, she's got one thing that none of these people have, and that's national security.
Right.
And kind of Pentagon, Defense Department, CIA experience. But the problem with her, again, is if Romney's going to pick a activist conservative, while she's conservative fiscally, she's not conservative on social issues. She's not pro-life, for example. And so that really would hurt her.
Up next, Penn State saga, far from over. Latest conversation about that next year on our Talk Radio Review.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store. $1 per week.
It's time for 4th of July travel, so right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and Penn State. The scandal continues. Here's Trace Gallagher talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano about emails that have been leaked claiming Penn State officials knew, including the chief, what was going on with Jerry Sandusky.
Did the athletic director and the vice president of the university, are they required to report this to the authorities or not?
Well, it can get very complex and subtle as to what is required to be reported. And in reviewing the statute for the state of Pennsylvania, it was written in an era when no one would expect that coaches would make these kind of observations. So in the list of people obliged to make the reporting, coaches are not listed in there and colleges are not listed. College administrators are not there. The theory of that law is that if you are responsible for a human being and you see that human being being harmed, you have the duty to report it. Now, none of the victims in this case were Penn State students or Penn State football players, and so technically none of them fit in that category of people who, when their abuse is known of them is known, the people who know it and work for the university have to report it. So that probably relieves them of criminal liability. It doesn't relieve them of civil liability, and it certainly doesn't relieve them of liability with respect to the NCAA. So the university could be harmed by the NCAA, which would harm it tremendously financially, and the university could be harmed with respect to civil lawsuits if it knew these things were going on and did nothing to stop them.
Because they can clearly show, you read these emails, Judge, that these men clearly knew they were doing the wrong thing by hiding this.
There doesn't seem to be any question about that. It is unusual that we would see these emails, and we haven't actually seen them. A reporter from CNN claims to have had the emails read to her and claims that they were read by investigators who discovered them in the university's investigation of itself, which, by the way, is being conducted by the former director of the FBI, Louis Free, who no doubt is conducting a very thorough investigation. But the fact that he has these means they'll get in the hands of the lawyers of the people suing Penn State, which will make those cases more expensive for Penn State. Penn State's not going to resist the lawsuits. It's not going to put on a trial. It's not going to allow these cases to go to trial. It's going to pay a tremendous amount of money so that the cases will go away. That may not help it with the NCAA.
If this is found to be an institution-wide problem, could this jeopardize the athletic program?
Absolutely. It could have profound jeopardy to the athletic program, and that would have long-term jeopardy to the university, which relies for its athletic program for a substantial portion of the money that it spends to operate the university every year.
Here's host on the radio, Nick Reed, talking about the investigation that's going at the moment. Penn State's former president, Graham Spanier, is the focus. He was forced to resign in November because of the allegations against Jerry Sandusky.
There have been emails that have popped up showing that Penn State University's former president agreed to not take allegations of sex abuse against the ex-assistant football coach, Jerry Sandusky, to authorities, but he did worry university officials would be vulnerable for failing to report it. This is an email from Graham Spanier. The emails, according to the Associated Press, followed a graduate assistant's 2001 report that he saw Sandusky sexually assaulting a boy in the team locker shower room, CNN reported. The existence of the emails was first reported earlier this month by NBC. Now, this is pretty important for a number of reasons. One, you may remember there was the guy who had, you know, said that he saw this in the shower, but there were a lot of people that really questioned it. Well, why didn't you say something sooner and so forth? And he said he did, and other people were saying he didn't. And so it was a he said versus they said. And all of a sudden, there are emails showing that this was known. The emails show athletic director Tim Curley and retired vice president Gary Schultz intended to report the allegations. Then they changed their mind. They decided not to after all. Spanier responded that he was supportive of their plan, but he worried that they might become vulnerable for not having reported it. Now, Sandusky, as you know, was convicted of 45 counts sexually abusing 10 boys. The scandal led to the ouster of Spanier and revered football coach Joe Paterno, who died. And charges against Curley and Schultz, who are accused of perjury for their grand jury testimony and failing to report suspected child abuse. Spanier hasn't been charged. I think that's how you say his name, S-P-A-N-I-E-R. Now, this is why I think this is pretty significant, to be honest with you. Many people, they look at this and they say, well, now, they may have known about it, but you can't put them in prison because they just knew about it. You can't do that. Here's a story from the Associated Press that was pretty big news a couple of weeks ago. A decade after the clergy sex abuse crisis erupted, the first Roman Catholic Church official has been criminally convicted for failing to alert police or people within the parish about the known predators. And here you've got with, you know, the situation at Penn State University, where it appears as if these emails indicate that there were people that knew this was going on, but they decided instead to deal with it on their own. Well, that's the same situation with the Catholic Church. And back a couple weeks ago, you had the Archdiocese, or Monsignor William Lynn, get criminally convicted because he failed to alert police about the known predators.
Here's host J.C. Floyd talking to one of his callers about how involved she thinks Joe Paterno was in the decision to cover up the crimes against Sandusky.
And one subject we kind of hoped would go away, and it hasn't, of course, is this whole Jerry Sandusky thing, boy. I am so tired of talking about this, and now it has raised its head again. Another mess. Jan, she's in Port Royal. Jan, it is a mess, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's just like a festering sore.
Just won't go away.
I learned today that Schultz and Graham Spanier, and they all discussed it in 2001. They were going to go to child welfare. They were going to report it to the second mile. And Joe Paterno said no.
Well, was it Joe that said no? And I'm not taking up for Joe, because I tell you what, if this email is true, he's definitely gone down in my eyes a couple of pegs because of this. And I've been one of the Joe defenders in this whole thing, not saying that he was totally guiltless or faultless, but the fact that he took a little more weight than he should have. But it kind of says that Curley and said, we talked about it, he and Joe and I. And determined.
Well,
so was it Joe, or was it the two of them, or was it Curley? I don't know. But yes, it appears that he did know about it, and there was a conscious decision made.
Now, this was in 2001.
Yes.
Yesterday, the report I heard on the radio, a talk show today, was this is all the result of this investigation by the firm they hired. This firm headed by an ex-FBI. Who is he? I can't think of his name. But he used to run the FBI.
Yeah.
And definitely, it was discussed with Joe, and they were all set to go forward, and he said no.
A proposed ban on lotteries. Wow. That'll get people's attention. That's next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, the world of talk radio and talk television are our homes. One of the things we found is that there is a proposed ban on lotteries. That discussion starts with Brian Todd, who reported on a move by the NAACP to abolish state lotteries.
Juanita Wallace tells the saddest of stories of a man she knew who she says spent what few dollars he had on lottery tickets instead of on things he needed, like health insurance. Wallace doesn't want to give the man's name, but tells us what happened to him.
Well, he died, and having no insurance because his insurance had elapsed, it was left up to the community and people that loved him to try to pull together funds in order to bury him.
Wallace is president of the Dallas chapter of the NAACP. That group's trying to get Texas officials to abolish the state lottery.
What are the primary reasons that you want the lottery gone?
Research shows that there are more poor people that purchase these lottery tickets and scratch-offs than the people that actually can afford it, the middle and upper class.
Wallace says the lottery preys on the poor. She claims there are many more lottery sales venues set up in poorer areas of Dallas than in middle and upper income neighborhoods. Contact then. A Texas Lottery Commission spokeswoman said they try to reach all segments of the population, that they don't target poorer areas specifically, don't do any different marketing in those places.
But the Texas Lottery Commission is required to do demographic studies, and the most recent one says people in Texas who are most likely to play the popular Pick 3 game earn less than $20,000 a year. And it says unemployed people are most likely to buy the even more popular scratch-off tickets.
University of Maryland professor Irwin Morris, who studies the lottery, says he hasn't seen evidence that state lotteries specifically target the poor. But he says there's a reason the poor spend a greater portion of their income on lotteries than the wealthy.
It's an opportunity to change your living circumstances. And so someone who's relatively wealthy, it would take a dramatic lottery win, a lotto, let's say, to significantly change living circumstances. If someone is of much more meager means, a much smaller win could literally change the character of their living circumstances.
The NAACP in Dallas isn't alone in its campaign. Officials with the Baptist General Convention of Texas tell us they're also pressing state officials to axe the lottery. Both groups also say the Texas lottery hasn't been the cash cow for school funding that many people thought it would be. They say the money from the lottery sent to public schools has stayed flat over the past several years, while overall expenditures for the school systems have risen. The Texas Lottery spokeswoman counters, saying over the past 20 years, the lottery has contributed more than $14 billion to the foundation's school fund, not an insignificant number.
Here's host Mike Rosen talking about the move to end the lotteries because of the negative impact it has on lower-income folks.
The Dallas NAACP chapter wants to end the state lottery because lower-income people are inordinately inclined to buy tickets in the state lottery. In poorer communities, the lottery seems to offer the chance of a life otherwise out of reach, or at least the hope of such a thing. And they want to stop seeing low-income Texans pumping money into the state lottery by putting it out of business. The study was paid for by the Texas Lottery Commission. It says people the most likely to play pick three are those making $20,000 a year or less below the poverty line, and people who are unemployed are more likely to buy scratch-off tickets than those who have jobs or retirees. David Anderson collects disability but still spends a few dollars a week testing his luck. He says, it's up to me, spend this $5, or should I go buy a loaf of bread and a hamburger to feed the kids? But why stop something that's raking in money? So far, in 2012, Texans have spent more than $3.3 billion in lottery tickets. Well, the NAACP Dallas chapter president, Juanita Wallace, says, they have this delusion that they're going to win. I want them to shut it down. Our people are spending their little money, their life savings, away in hopes of winning. The group voted recently to urge state officials to do away with the lottery. Somebody once described lotteries as a tax on stupidity. That is, the odds are so bad, and half of the money that goes into the pool is raked off by government anyway, which is a huge vigorish. You wouldn't have a bookie that hits you with a 50% vig. So maybe it's unkind, although perhaps accurate, to say it's a tax on stupidity, at least financial stupidity. It's also a tax on to put a good light on it, on hope. So you spend a few dollars on the lottery ticket, and for a day or 2 days or a week until the drawing, you've bought yourself some hope. And isn't that nice? You're daydreaming about all of the things you'll do with that $20 million if you win. Of course, for 99.9999999% of people who have that hope for a week, their hopes will be dashed and they'll be disappointed.
A lot of information in this hour, lots of conversation, and you get more at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM. 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.